And what another thing is that fracking happened so quickly. And it was happening out in the country, and a lot of people weren't experiencing it. But then all of a sudden it was urbanized and it was in the city. And people were selling their mineral rights to get a small check, $200 some people got to sell their mineral rights, you know. And they thought it was fast money and easy money, but they have to live with the consequences then. And now these consequences are huge. So you can't compromise it. And even though we lost in Austin, we went down there and argued with them, and they pulled out the law and they said, okay, HB 40, the industry is going to wipe out your ban. Industry takes precedent over people's rights. We came home and everybody said, you lost. And I said, no, we won, because we showed that the public was against this, and we won in a red area. We're only 35 miles from ground zero here, where Exxon had their have has their headquarters. And we won. And that was the big message. And they're trying to stifle that, but they can't do it forever because those consequences are mounting. And now the frackers are running out of money, and they have to borrow money to keep fracking, and it's going to escalate even more, and I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows.